that the Lord has made. We rejoice and be glad in it. Today, Tuesday, the day of October 2023, and we're here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, Circle of Friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. We had a little problem yesterday at the station. Now it's not even working, but to God be the glory, and he has given us the victory. I'm here at this alternative number, and as we do on the other line, if you'll mute your phone while you're not talking so that we'll have a clear line, we won't have any feedback on the line. So we're just grateful.
Good morning, Sister Lucinda here. Good morning.
Okay, Sister Lucinda, good to hear your voice this morning. Have anybody else has joined us?
Good morning, this is Chris.
Okay, Sister Chris, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. Anyone else? Okay, well, praise the Lord this morning. Sister Lucinda, will you pray, and then Sister Chris, are you able to pray after Sister Lucinda this morning?
Yes, I will. Heavenly Father, first we just want to, Father, I just apologize, forgive me, thank you for my lessons. I love you, and I love to just welcome everyone here today. Father, thank you for this fellowship. We're so grateful to come together in your heavenly name, Father. And I just love to say that we gather together in your name, and when two or more gather together, you are surely with us. And anything we agree upon is touching, you will surely do. We list before you, Father, this opportunity to be together, to look to you for our guidance and to fulfill everything that you have created a work within each and every one of us, and that work will be completed to your utmost highest, Father. We thank you. Amen.
Amen.
We give you glory, Lord, and we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, and we honor you. Oh, Lord, we give you glory, and we honor you. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we give you glory, Lord, and we honor your holy name this morning, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for being our protector, Lord God, our way maker, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, giving us strength in every situation, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, for this new day, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord God, that you give us each and every day, Lord. Lord God, I just thank you for salvation, Lord God, that I am able to know you, Lord, and I pray for salvation for each and every person on this earth, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we bind every sickness, Lord God. We bind the spirit of fear today, Lord, and Lord God, we bind the spirit of doubt, Lord, because we know we can do all things through Christ Jesus to strengthen us. And Lord God, we thank you for being our shield and our rampart today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for standing on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us daily, Jesus. And Lord God, we give you glory, Lord, and we honor your holy name, Jesus. And Lord God, we pray for people, Lord God, that's going through any type of sickness today, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We praying for the healing and restoration today, Lord. Lord God, we praying for those, Lord God, that have lost loved ones, Lord God, whose heart is broken, Lord. And Lord God, we know that you are the mender of hearts, Heavenly Father, Lord God. So we ask you to mend those hearts today, Lord God. Lord God, give them, Lord God, a new understanding, Lord God, that no matter what they go through, Lord God, that you will be with them, Lord God. Lord God, that you will be with them, Lord God. You said, look to the hills which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord, that we can look up to you today saying, Lord God, have your way in our life, Lord God. So we just give you all the glory, Jesus, Lord God. And we pray for each and every person on this prayer line, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we praying for Sister Gladys, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And Lord God, Apostle Horsley and Sister Wonderland, Jesus. Jesus, Lord God. We pray for Sister Mary and Sister Marie, Heavenly Father, Lord. We pray for Sister Lucinda and Sister Sheila, Jesus, and Sister Linda, Lord. We pray for Sister Glenda, Jesus, Lord God. And we pray for Pastor Celestica, Jesus, and Sister Darlene, Lord. We're praying for Jamila and Ben and the children, David, Celeste, and Abraham and David, Jesus, Lord God. We're praying for Denver and Dallas, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord God, we put everybody at your feet today, Lord God, saying have your way in their life today, Jesus, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your continuous protection, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just keeping us, Lord God. And, Lord God, as we go out today, Lord God, we ask for your protection, Lord God. Lord God, protect our minds, Lord God. Protect our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping me, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just being able to have a relationship with you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you are so great and awesome, Lord God, and I just want to get closer with you, Lord. So I just thank you today for just another opportunity to praise your holy name, Lord God, because you are worthy, and I just give you the highest praise. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Chris and our Sister Lucinda, for those prayers. Who else has joined us this morning? If you would just let us know who's here, we'd appreciate that.
Pastor Celeste Garcia.
Voice. Pastor Celeste Garcia. God bless you. Anybody else? Okay. Well, we're thankful for each and every person who has joined us and those who will join us later. So as we continue this hour of power of prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, we just thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy, oh God. You are so wonderful, God. You are perfect, Lord. In all of our ways, we acknowledge you, God, and you direct our path, oh God. We're grateful, Lord, today because this is a beautiful day to be alive. We are grateful because you have brought us here for such a time as this, oh God. We're grateful for just the saints of God wanting to come together, getting up in the morning, oh God, and interceding and standing in the gap, making up the hedge, oh God. We ask that you continue to just cover our hearts, minds, and spirits, oh God, as we serve you, Lord Jesus. We know that you are the one and only wise God, and there is no one like you, Lord. And you see and hear all things, oh God, and all power is in your hands, God. And you rule this world, oh God, and you super rule, oh God. So we are thanking you, God, for what you did in sending Jesus Christ to this earth, and he gave his life for us. He made the ultimate sacrifice by giving his life so that we can have life, my God, and life more abundantly. So we thank you for the abundant life this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you, Jesus, for those stripes that you bore so that we could be healed, and we are believing, oh God, and trusting you, Lord, for the healing. Because healing is the children's bread, oh God, and we know that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. You told us in your word that I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God. So we are grateful, Lord, today that we're trusting you, oh God, for all those different things that have tried to attack our bodies, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today that you're healing this day, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the Holy Ghost, oh God. And Holy Ghost, we say have your way in this place. Lead us, guide us, even as we go through this hour of power of prayer. Lead us in our prayers and help us, Lord, to just do it your way, oh God, and to be thankful, Lord, today that we have this opportunity, oh God, because there are many people who are out there struggling, oh God, with all kinds of things in their lives, oh God, addictions, oh God, and disorder, oh God, and anger and bitterness, oh God. Many are on the verge of committing suicide. So we thank you, Father, today that you give them hope, oh God, and you put people in their path, oh God, those who are wanting to take their lives, oh God, that somebody will say a kind word and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, oh God. And this morning, oh God, we ask that you forgive us, oh God, for any unrighteousness, Father, any wrongdoing, oh God, anything that came into our hearts and minds that was not pure. Created us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable, O God, in thy sight, and our, you're our strength and our redeemer, O God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, oh God. We praise you this morning, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to help the situation over in Israel, oh God, and the Palestinians, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to help them to come to some solution, oh God. We do also realize, oh God, that this is the sign of the times, oh God, what you spoke in your word, Father. And we are just asking you to protect, oh God, protect the innocent ones, Lord. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just pray, Father, that those whose lives are taken, that they would have known you already, that they would have a relationship with you, oh God, before they would leave this earth realm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my King, oh Lord, we just pray, Father, that you heal the families, oh God. There are so many families, oh God, who need you, Father. There are moms and dads and sisters and brothers and nieces and nephews and aunts and uncles and children, oh God, children's children, oh God. And we're praying, oh God, that you will help and heal the hurt and the pain that many are experiencing, oh God. There are those who are being just hurt today, God. We pray, God, today that you help those, oh God, who are being molested, oh God, the perpetrators, oh God. We pray, Father, today that they will stop those evil things against our children, those crimes against the children, oh God. Molestation, oh God, rape and incest, oh God. In the name of Jesus, me good la sheet and macol and masarakotula mastake la bastana. Oh my God, we pray that those who are committing these crimes against the children will be exposed, oh God. Some are in the homes, some are in the schools, some are in the daycare centers, oh God. We ask you, Lord, those who are in the churches, oh God, that are doing these evil things against our children, that they will be known, oh God, that they will not continue to be in the dark, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the sex trafficking, oh God. We pray, God, today that you will continue to expose those people, oh God, who are doing those things, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. And even children who are in homes who are being beaten unmercifully, oh God, because the mom or dad is upset with their mate, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, Father, today that you heal and the pain, oh God, that many have experienced down through the years, oh God. We just ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to bring about some peace today, God. Bring about relief today, God. You're right there, God. So we ask you, Lord, to just help these little ones, oh God, the innocent ones, oh God, those who are not even able to walk yet, oh God. They're not old enough to even walk, Father. We pray for them, oh God. My God, we just praise you, God, today for our deliverance, oh God, for just helping, oh God, even those who have gotten to the point, oh God, that they just want to just do anything evil, oh God. We bind up the spirit of evilness this morning, oh God. The demon of retaliation, we bind that up today, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We loose the spirit of reconciliation, loosing the spirit of love and peace and joy, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God. We just pray, God, today that you help all around the world, oh God, that people who do not know you and depart of their sins, oh God, that they will make a decision for Jesus Christ before it's for everlasting too late, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We pray, God, today for the spirit of revival, oh God, to move across this United States of America, oh God, who will have a renewed interest in the things, God, in the name of Jesus, medical, shaitan, bokul, la la mastada, eke, la la masta, kana, kotul, meke, la katul, la la astita, bada, keta. Father, we just thank you for your help, oh God. Our help comes from you, Lord. And we're grateful, Lord, today for that help coming even now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you are the God of a second chance, oh God. You're the God of order. You're the God of peace. And so we're grateful, Lord, today for the peace, oh God, that is coming right now, Father. Now, God, there are many people who need healing in their bodies, oh God. And we ask you, Lord, to help and heal those, oh God, who are sick, Lord. Our sister Gladys, oh God, we pray for that kidney disease not to manifest in her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the back, oh God, that she needs healing in her back, Lord, and just every part of her body, oh God. Apostle Horsley, oh God, help him, Father. In the name of Jesus, with his hips, Lord, and everything else that needs to be healed in his body, oh God, our sister Wonderland, oh God, whatever her need is, oh God, Lord, help her and heal her today, God, our sister Marie, God, asking you, Lord, to heal the knees, oh God, and help her to be able to walk and and move about without pain, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that the stripes of Jesus is here to heal us, oh God. And by faith, oh God, we're believing, God, those who are suffering from sinus conditions, oh God, this morning, oh God, the colds and the flus and the COVID, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, scoliosis, oh God, multiple sclerosis, oh God, we pray, God, today for Sister Glenda that you heal every part of her body, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, oh God, Linda D, oh God, we pray for her this morning, oh God, that you heal her knees, her legs, her back, and everything, oh God, else that is giving her pain in her body, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You told us to call on you, and you will answer, God, and show us great and mighty things, oh God. So let the miracle of healing come today, God, in the name of Jesus. Sister Jamie, oh God, who is going through treatment, oh God, for cancer, Lord. Sister Cheryl, oh God, who has cancer in her body, oh God. We pray, God, today that you help and heal these people, God, in the name of Jesus. Even my nose this morning, oh God, is stopped up, oh God. Ask you, Lord, to loosen up whatever has caused my nose to be stopped up, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I praise you, God. I glorify your holy and righteous name, oh God. I pray for David, oh God, for the allergies that he's been suffering with, oh God, during this season, Lord, that you help him, oh God. Heal him, Father. In the name of Jesus, there are those who have high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, oh God. Lord, even those who can use the wisdom and knowledge of your word, oh God, to help themselves, oh God, that they will not be sick all the time, oh God, that they will take care of their bodies, oh God, and eat the right foods, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Get rest, oh God, and get some exercise in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, oh God, and the Spirit of the Lord dwells within us, oh God. So, Lord, help us all to take care of our temples this day, God. Arthritic conditions, oh God. That those, oh God, who have kidney stones, oh God, and those, oh God, who have their spleens need to be fixed this morning, oh God. Heart trouble this morning, oh God. Heal it this morning, God. There are those, oh God, who may have had a heart attack or a stroke, Lord. Our sister Corrine Darby, oh God, that you heal her from the stroke that she had, oh God. In the name of Jesus, HIV and AIDS, oh God, you can heal those too, God. In the name of Jesus, medical la shada, my God, those premature babies, oh God, that you, even after they have been born, oh God, that you can continue to develop their bodies outside of the womb, oh God, and heal the mothers, oh God, who've had these babies, oh God. Some of them are suffering from postpartum depression, oh God, so heal their bodies and their minds, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you are the powerful one. You're the one, oh God, who can do these things, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. We just glorify you today, oh God, because you are the powerful one. You're the mighty one, and you see all things, oh God, and all things are being done by you even now, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the victory today, God. We thank you, Lord, today for helping those, oh God, who have just become so depressed. My God, depression is setting in, oh God, in some people's lives, oh God. Some of them because a loved one has passed on to eternity, oh God. So we pray, Father, today that they realize that to be absent in the body is to be with the Lord, oh God. And Lord, we realize that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So we thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord being our strength, oh God. And with joy we draw water, my God, from the wells of salvation. We just thank you, Lord, for all things, oh God. Some of those, oh God, who are out there, Father, need help with their finances, oh God. So we pray for financial increase today, oh God, that we know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If we need anything, oh God, all we have to do is ask and we shall receive. We seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened, oh God. And we do realize, oh God, your word says that the cattle on 1,000 hills belong to you, oh God. So we believe, oh God, for the increase this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless and increase and enlarge the businesses this day, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you. We pray, God, today for just an elevation on the job, oh God, not only with the position, oh God, but also with the finances, oh God, because that's what people can use, oh God. They can spend the money, oh God, and buy things that they need, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, help us not to be fearful and unbelieving because of what is happening in our world today, Father. Help us to continue to keep our eyes on you, God. and not on our circumstances, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us even to save money, oh God, and look at the ant, oh God, how the ant puts away something in the summertime so that they will have something in the winter, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us all to owe no man but to love him, oh God, because the borrower is slave to the lender, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to understand your word, oh God, and do better with our finances, oh God, when you give them to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you're the one who's making a way this day, God. Those, oh God, who need jobs, who do not have jobs, that you bless with jobs this day, God. In the name of Jesus, that people will go out in confidence knowing that you're the one who's there with them, oh God. We ask that you even put angels in the room, oh God, as they go for their interview, oh God, to speak to those, oh God, who are doing the hiring, oh God, that they have the favor, my God. Give favor with God and with man, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you help and heal Lolita, oh God. Heal her body, God. In the name of Jesus, help her to be able to see better, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and those things that are in her body that need to be healed, we thank you for healing her this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Sister Lois, oh God. Anybody, oh God, who's on this prayer line who needs a healing, we thank you, Father, for that healing this morning, oh God. And even Peggy, oh God, that you continue to heal her, oh God, and develop her mind, oh God, to be clear, Lord. Help her to have a clear mind, oh God, be able to think and do the things she needs to do, Father. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just praise you, God, today for all that you're doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So just for a moment, we're going to come in. Let's all come in, and we're just going to praise God and thank him for everything. Just never come to mind. Don't petition him right now. Just thank him for his
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Lord God, we give you all the glory and honor, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you in spirit and truth, Lord. You are so wonderful, Lord. Lord God, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you for working Denver and Dallas and my dad and mom.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our health, the Holy Spirit.
Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you for new directions, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We glorify you this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for being ever present, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you in advance, Lord God. Because you are able.
Hallelujah, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the abundance, oh God, of more than enough blessings upon our lives,
Lord.
In the name of
Jesus,
my
thank
God, God, we praise
thank
you
today.
You, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless you today, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, I praise your name, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we glorify you this morning, Lord God. We look to the hills and come with our help today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for the green pastures, Lord God. Thank you for the still waters, Lord God. Thank you for never leaving us, no forsaking us, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Lord God, throughout all the earth, Father God, we glorify and magnify
you. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, today and every day, Lord.
And your righteousness.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Favor.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for that. We worship you today.
Ooh, glory.
We worship you, Lord.
Glory.
Worship you, Lord.
Glory. Your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Praise
we God. Give you glory, Lord, and we honor you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being a branch, Lord God, that we can be connected to you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the connection.
Devastation that is happening
over in Israel and Palestine. I mean, these things are spoken of in the Word. I mean, also the situation with Russia and the war that they're in. And not only those wars, there are other wars across the nation and around the world, wars within our neighborhoods and even wars within the homes. There, people have wars within themselves, and so we want to not be afraid of these things. But one thing that I want to put out there today is that we need to continue to pray for the United States of America. We see these wars going on foreign soil, but the United States of America is not immune to these types of things. Just as we saw September 11th some years ago, people came to our soil and they did some devastation. So we are vulnerable, and we want to pray that God will protect us should something like that come to our soil soon. We don't know when it could happen. We don't know why people do things. A lot of it has to do with the spiritual side of life. People are fighting because they don't want the Muslims, they don't want the Christians, they don't want people who are not serving whoever they're serving to have their say-so. So we just have to continue to have faith in God and trust in Him, read His Word, study His Word, and know that He's the one who will help us in these hours of distress. You know, many people, they get really stressed out when they see things like that happening. But the thing for us to do is to continue to pray, fast, intercede, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge. So here in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, I'm going to start with verse number 1. And it says, "And Jesus went out and departed from the temple." I'm reading from the King James Version. "And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately. Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Verse 9 says, Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Verse 17 says, Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. verse 22 says, and except those days shall be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall receive the very elect. This right here lets us know that we are getting closer to the end. Every day we know that we're getting closer to the end. Everybody moving around, if you could please mute your phone. You're moving around and you're making noise in the phone. If you could please just mute your phone. You have a mute button on your phone. We would appreciate that. Thank you so very much. Okay, so just knowing that we're living in the time where, I mean, even when he talks about the false prophets and people saying that they're Jesus Christ, I've seen situations and there are people across the world who are doing these things. People are saying that they're the Jesus Christ, they're Christ himself, and people are following, they're flocking after those folks, and we see how the wars and rumors of wars, we see the weather, I mean, just earthquakes, and we see the storms that are coming at different points in time, and many people are in these storms, many people are in this devastation, just as we saw over in Hawaii, the fire that went through that island, and people got killed, people lost their lives. And one thing that we want to pray for is that those who lose their lives, those who would have gone on into eternity, that they would have known Jesus as Savior. And he did let us know that we have to continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. It needs to go into the entire world and give everybody an opportunity to receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. But one of the main things I want to impress upon our minds is that we should not get to the point where we're so fearful because of what's happening. Because these things, I mean, I just read this, Matthew chapter 24, that these things happen, these things are going to manifest. And we just have to stay in the position of prayer and protecting our families with the word of God and with the blood of Jesus and ask them to come on into the kingdom before it's forever lasting too late. I was just looking at the news yesterday, and I saw all of this devastation, the innocent people, the people who are not in the military, they're just normal citizens. They're losing their lives. They're being taken hostage, and it just looks so horrible, but we know that these things have to happen. But at the same time, we pray for the wisdom of the leaders of Israel, and pray even for the people of Palestine, those on either side, that they will make some decisions to get together and do something different. But at the same time, if the war continues, don't know how long it's going to last, even throughout the Bible, I mean, there were wars. I mean, Israel, they were in different kinds of wars. The people of God were in various wars. People overpowered them, and then they would overpower a nation. But at the same time, I mean, God has shown us down through the years that he's the one who fights the battles. And I just often think of Jehoshaphat. That seems to be one of my favorites right now. And how he just, you know, God came in and he fought the battle for them. Jehoshaphat didn't have to fight the battle because the Lord calls those armies to fight each other. And so we just thank God today. He's here with us right now, and he can fight the battles, even in our neighborhoods. When we see our neighborhoods, the people in some of our neighborhoods are just full of the devil. I mean, they're full of anger and bitterness and want to cause harm, taking lives, just shooting people down in the street. But guess what? God is still on the throne. God is still our protector. God is letting us know to just remain in the position of prayer, fasting, as we went through the scriptures on last week. I thank God for the horses providing that information for us so that we can be focused. You know, we have to be reminded many times of what we should be doing and how we should be doing it. And just thanking God for the unity of the Spirit. I mean, when you have the Spirit unified, then there's a lot we can do in the spirit realm, you know, because all of this that we're dealing with, it has to do with the spirit realm. You know, we have to keep our eyes on the Lord and trust him to help us to overcome fear. There are those who are fearful. People in the body of Christ are fearful. Some of us in the body of Christ may be fearful of our future because of what has happened or because we may not have what we need as it relates to your finances, as it relates to the peace. You know, we have to pray for the peace of God in our own selves. God can give us that peace. God can give us peace that surpasses all understanding. And one thing we have to remember is that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. But we do see the side of the times. People are lovers of themselves. People are putting themselves before God and not really serving God. But we as a nation have to, the nation of God, the people of God, the royal priesthood, a holy nation, the ones that God has called out, the ones that are serving God, we have some authority. We have the power through the Word of God, the power through the Holy Ghost to help bring about some change and bring about some comfort. A lot of people just need to be comforted in this time of distress. When you think about even your family members, many of them need to be comforted because of the things that are going on in their lives. So we have to pray that God will continue to give us the strength, give us the wisdom. I mean, we ask God for wisdom because many times we don't have the wisdom that we need to even make decisions for our own selves and for our families and for the neighborhood. You know, you see things happening in your neighborhood, people screaming and hollering at each other, fighting one another. I mean, you can hear them when you're walking down the street, and they're just so angry and screaming and just going crazy inside the house. And, you know, when I've had that happen, and I just, as I'm walking, I'm praying, or if I'm running, I can hear. And I just go ahead and just pray for those people, people who have accidents, and people who we saw this terrible accident on my way home last week. And just praying that God will help those people to be restored to life. I mean, the ambulance had to come. I don't know what all the details were, but, you know, God has given us the authority through the Word, through prayer, to just intercede and pray for the things that we see happening in our world today. I mean, God put us here at this particular time because he knew that we would be the ones who would do his work. I mean, so I'm just thanking God for this time of my life and the time of all of our lives that we're able to come together and pull down strongholds and come against the tricks and schemes of the devil. Yes, we have the authority, but we know that these things will happen, those famines and pestilences, those different sicknesses that are being propagated around the world. I mean, one sickness just went throughout the whole world last year or the last few years. But we, as a people of God, we have to protect ourselves also. He gives us wisdom to protect these different pestilences and sicknesses that come. We have the authority through the Word. He wants us to watch as well as pray. We have to pray and watch at the same time. So we want to just continue to do God's work. It's just beautiful that the saints of God have come here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. And I'm glad that we have an alternative to that Blog Talk Radio, the station that we normally call into. I'm glad that we have this second line that we can get to so that we can continue the work. You know, we would not be stopped because of a technical issue. And sometimes we just don't ever know why or how situations come up, but we will continue to do God's work. So I hope that we have gotten something out of what I've shared today, and that we will continue to be faithful to God and faithful to the cause of Christ, faithful to the work. We do the work, and I believe that God is pleased with the fact that we continue to come together, coming together as one. Unity is so important, because when you come together, we realize the Word says one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight, and there's more than two here. So we're grateful for our prayer team. Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, you are so special. And I am grateful that God has put us here together. So, Lord, as we have heard the Word, we ask that you help us, Lord, not to just hear the Word, but to apply the Word of God to our lives, God, and to trust you, Father, because you are so wise. You are wise, God, and you're the one who has shown us even before we got here that these things would happen, Lord. And we're grateful, Lord, today that we would have the faith to believe, oh God. We pray for our United States of America, Lord, that you protect the innocent ones, and many more people will come to Jesus Christ before it's for everlasting too late. We're praying for souls today, God, that many more people will receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. Our family members, oh God, who do not know you, we pray for them. We pray for all the people in the world today, God, that they who have the opportunity, oh God, will seize the moment and redeem the time and make that decision to receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King and prepare for eternity. Yes, Lord, we thank you for that today. I pray, God, today that you help us all to just keep our hearts and minds clear through the word of God and through prayer, Lord, and supplication. And we will continue to sharpen each other because iron sharpens iron, and that's why we come here, oh God. That's why we share the gospel. That's why we share the word of God and do our prayers and our supplications, and we praise you, God, together because we're putting the devil to shame. Jesus himself exposed that devil openly. Yes, he's the highest of all principalities. So we thank you, Jesus, for exposing the devil for who he is. And we're grateful, Lord, today that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And we love not our lives even until the death. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. So we have a few more minutes. If anybody has anything you want to share, you may share at this time. Somebody else came on the line, has not given your name, you may do so at this time. Amen. Okay. So here's maybe a phone is muted. You can unmute your phone if you need to do that.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm listening. I just joined a few minutes ago. I'm actually driving, but I am listening.
Okay, Sister Teresa, good to hear your voice. God bless you. And be careful out there on the road. Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, as we're leaving this morning, I cover and seal all these prayers with the blood of Jesus, all the prayers and the praises with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender in Jesus' name, and I speak to every witch, warlock, and wizard out there, that every demonic spirit that you have tried to, everything that you have tried to put against the people of God, it is rejected, it is stopped in the name of Jesus. We send it back to you in Jesus' name. I decree today that we shall wait upon the Lord and he shall renew our strength. I decree today that we shall mount up with wings as eagles, we shall run and not be weary, and we shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree today that the Lord God Almighty has given us his word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I decree today that we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. In the name of Jesus, I decree today that we bless the Lord who is rich in mercy, and his mercies endure forever and ever. I decree today that the Lord has given us power to get wealth, and we are in a wealthy place. I decree that our businesses flourish, and they grow, they are enlarged, that they multiply. I decree today that some will receive millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some receive hundreds of dollars, some thousands of dollars. According to your faith, so be it done unto you. I decree the Lord shall fight for us, and we shall hold our peace. And I decree the favor of God surrounds us like a shield in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So as we're leaving, I want you to remember that I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving your family, your friends, and your foes, loving yourself. Yes, I thank God today that we will love people into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. So everybody, we appreciate you being here. Have a beautiful rest of the day, an awesome rest of your life, and trust God for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. not come on the nation that way. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.